It is Thursday, March 5th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Michael Bloomberg quits the presidential race, and Elizabeth Warren is thinking about it. Will she support fellow progressive Bernie Sanders or establishment fave Joe Biden? Meanwhile, a new study says threatened forests may be losing their ability to generate oxygen. As if on cue, Greta Thunberg reminds us, nature does not respect moderation. And lastly, hundreds of millions of kids around the world are missing school because of coronavirus. But food service workers in the U.S. can't get paid sick leave.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Former Republican billionaire Michael Bloomberg held back tears as he announced the end of his presidential campaign yesterday. Bloomberg spent as much as $220 per vote in order to lose spectacularly in the Democratic primaries. Yesterday, he said, quote, "It's still the best day of my life," end quote, which is sad, really. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign may also be coming to a close. Her poor showing in 14 state primaries on Super Tuesday leaves her few options, but her role in the process is not yet over, and she could still wind up in the White House, although maybe not as president. Washington Post reported that surrogates from the Warren and Bernie Sanders campaign have begun discussions over how the two senators might join forces to ensure a progressive victory. Though he far outperformed Warren, Sanders lost more states than he had hoped to, former Vice President Joe Biden. Warren and Sanders surrogates will hold a conference call today to discuss the possibilities. After the Post's initial report, the paper cited two anonymous sources who said Warren associates had also discussed maybe joining or supporting the Biden campaign. The latest reporting had Sanders with only 50 fewer delegates than Biden after Super Tuesday. Nearly 2,000 delegates are required to win outright. Neither candidate is yet close, and most states haven't voted. Yesterday, Sanders called the race neck and neck. He said Biden was a decent person, but, quote, "Joe is going to have to explain to people and union workers in the Midwest why he has supported disastrous trade agreements," end quote. Not to mention Social Security cuts and the Iraq War. Sanders noted that his campaign swept with people of color in California, the largest state. After his red state victories, Biden received a flood of donations from Wall Street. Health insurance stocks also rose on the news of Biden's strong showing, and it emerged that a former Biden aide who formed a super PAC on his behalf also registered as a foreign agent of Azerbaijan. The State Department has cited Azerbaijan for arbitrary killing, torture, imprisonment, and attacks on journalists. That's a fact, Jack. Joe Biden voters may be as confused as he is. His website says he supports the Green New Deal. He does not. For instance, he refuses to support a ban on fracking. Biden's climate plan calls for net zero fossil fuel pollution by 2050. That's two decades after scientists now say we will be dealing with the full scale of climate catastrophe. Nevertheless, Biden set the same far-off 2050 target as centrist European leaders in a new climate law under debate in Brussels. Yesterday, the 17-year-old two-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee and climate change activist Greta Thunberg lambasted the world leaders over delaying action yet again. The 2050 targets, she said, are an announcement by world leaders that they will sell out their children's futures. She said, quote, "This climate law is surrender because nature doesn't bargain and you can't make deals with physics," end quote. Global temperatures continue to rise. Last month was the second hottest February on record, and a major new study in the Journal of Nature found that tropical forests are removing one-third less carbon from the atmosphere than they did only a few decades ago. The reasons? Deforestation and higher temperatures resulting from humanity's use of fossil fuels. By the mid-2030s, the study estimated, the Amazon rainforest could actually become a source of carbon pollution as the ecosystem collapses. So maybe by 2050, we'll do something.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
House lawmakers yesterday approved an $8.3 billion in emergency spending on the fast-spreading coronavirus. The Senate is expected to take up the measure today. Most of the money will go to agencies dealing with the virus, with some $500 million for Medicare providers to administer remote online consultations to the elderly. It's not nothing. It's, quote, telehealth. Such virtual visits may not result in a treatment prescription. Centers for Disease Control expanded its testing criteria for the virus over criticism over underdiagnoses. Now doctors can approve tests directly. 10th person died in Washington state after contracting the coronavirus, and the first person with the virus to die outside of Washington did so in California, which declared a public health emergency yesterday. The virus is spreading rapidly in Europe, and more than 100 people have now died in Italy. Nearly 300 million students around the world are missing days and weeks of school because of the virus. This is according to the United Nations. The Washington Post reported that nearly 7 million food workers in the U.S. receive no paid sick leave. Fox News says none of this is a problem. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The conservative Supreme Court Justice John Roberts broke with tradition and chastised a leader from a co-equal branch of government by name. Roberts attacked U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer yesterday over comments Schumer made at an abortion rights rally, criticizing Roberts and his fellow justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Schumer said they would pay the price for denying women's rights. Roberts cast Schumer's comment as threatening, inappropriate, and dangerous. But he's fine when Trump does it. The worker who killed five co-workers before shooting himself at the Molson Coors headquarters in Milwaukee, Wisconsin last week was a target of racist abuse. This was reportedly endemic at that workplace. The shooter, who was black, had found a noose in his locker. Racist graffiti and bullying was frequent. The local police chief said, quote, "I don't believe that was a factor," end quote. Case closed, I guess. ViacomCBS, the giant merged corporate media conglomerate that does not include Comcast or Disney, said it was getting out of the books business and selling Simon & Schuster. The reason, according to CEO Bob Bakish, the venerable publisher is not a, quote, core asset. It's not video-based. It doesn't have significant connectivity. I guess the guy has never heard of ebooks.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.